Hey everybody, welcome to another episode. In this episode, I'm just going to quickly tell you guys about some new coffee experiment. I guess it's not a new coffee experiment, but for anybody out there who is a coffee addicted person, such as myself, you may be looking for ways that you can maybe decrease your cost, find an alternative to getting a whole pot of coffee ready to go and having it go cold on you throughout the day and having to reheat stale cups of coffee. I have stumbled upon, though not recently, I have stumbled upon using instant coffee. Now, in the United States, a lot of people are not familiar with instant coffee. They don't drink a lot of instant coffee. It's extremely common for us to have brewed coffee, which is the stuff you get at Starbucks. You know, you show up in line and they have the beans. The beans are ground down and they run hot water through the grounds and you get the, voila, you get the coffee. So instant coffee is simple and easy to make. You don't need any coffee beans. You simply go to the store and you buy yourself some instant coffee. And it's ready to go. All you do is heat up some water and put the coffee into the cup with water. Now, this might seem random as shit. Why am I talking about this? But it's because I have saved a lot of money as somebody who, you know, like I'm in the small business entrepreneurial pursuits. You know, I'm trying to figure out ways I can attain multiple goals. And so one way to do that is to save money on things that you frequently buy. So I really enjoy drinking this instant coffee. I highly recommend it. Give it a shot. Now, what I do is I go to Costco and I've got some stuff here, this Nestle Taster's Choice. You can go to, you know, like HEB, wherever. And I've bought myself like a $20 heat kettle, you know, one of those kettles that's like electric. You plug it in, you click it on, it boils the water. And I do that because, you know, I don't want to have to get the stove going to boil water every time I want to make a cup of coffee, and I don't want to use the microwave. So it's a really simple solution. Go get yourself some instant coffee, get yourself a metal or any kind of kettle that will boil the water for you. And the best part about this is it's all about, for one, it tastes good, right? I enjoy the taste of instant coffee. I think it tastes good. And then on top of that, you control the entire amount that you drink, right? So you control the level of strength of the coffee right down to the exact amount that you need. That is what has saved me buttloads of money on coffee. I was going through a shit ton of regular, like, Folgers coffee because, you know, I'd make a pot and, you know, I'm drinking it throughout the day, but it goes stale. Maybe I throw some of it out. Then I got to make some more. And so one, it just tastes like shit after a while. You also got to worry about cleaning up the mess, man. You got to worry about cleaning up fucking coffee grounds. You got to worry about throwing them in the trash. You got to clean out your coffee maker, all that bullshit, right? So if you're like me, you don't like wasting time, you don't like wasting money, but you want an enjoyable cup of coffee, I highly recommend getting some instant coffee, get yourself a boiler for some water, and get it going. So it'll save you time, it'll save you money. And like I said, it still tastes good. It still tastes good. There's several different brands out there. Like I said, I get mine Nestle from Costco. But anyway, that's what I wanted to send out there. Service announcement. So I hope everybody has a great start to your Monday.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.